Last item.
Item 152, refer amendments to the City of Portland Charter, Chapter 7, Finance, to the May 16, 2017 special election ballot to authorize council to interpret and administer provisions of the transient lodgings tax.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. I'm Thomas Lanham.
Let me tee you up first.
Certainly.
I'm the placeholder on this, but only because we need to have somebody to get it on the agenda. The resolution before us today asks voters to approve a common sense update to our city charter concerning the transient lodgings tax, specifically as it relates to the new so-called sharing economy. The transient lodging tax is a tax on all hotels and motels in the city of Portland. Our charter language dates to the 1970s and needs to be updated to reflect the growth in short-term rentals, which we understand is anything below a one-month stay. At present, any guest staying at a traditional brick-and-mortar hotel pays a 6% of City of Portland transient lodging tax collected by the hotel. When it comes to short-term rentals, however, the rules are being treated very differently. Most of the companies in the short-term rental business are currently following the law, collecting taxes directly from their website. A handful of companies have taken a different position and claim they aren't subject to the city charter, so they don't even bother to collect local taxes. As my colleagues know, one of these issues is currently in litigation. This not only reduces revenues owed to the city, but impacts our ability to provide basic services, but also creates an unfair advantage for certain short-term rentals. The city believes it's time to make sure that everyone plays by the same rules, and Thomas Lanham and Scott Modi are here to provide a concise presentation on why we should refer this to the voters in May. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner, and I should have said good afternoon. I'm Thomas Lanham, the Revenue Division Director, and this is Scott Modi joining me from the City Attorney's Office. Before you today is a resolution referring a measure to the May 16th, 2017 special election ballot asking voters to amend the Portland City Charter, Section 7-113, Transient Lodging Tax, also known as the Hotel Motel Tax. This change is housekeeping in nature and is intended to modernize the charter by expressly allowing the City Council to define charter terms by city ordinance to reflect today's hotel motel and internet-enabled short-term rental marketplace. The bulk of the current lodgings tax language in the charter was written in 1971 and therefore uses terms such as operator and owner in the description of the proprietors of traditional brick and mortar hotel operations. It is these owners and operators who are responsible for collecting and remitting the hotel tax, among other obligations. In a recent U.S. District Court ruling, the court ruled that the traditional dictionary definition of those terms does not encompass the short-term rental industry operating on websites such as Airbnb, HomeAway, and others, and in essence finding that they are not owners or operators. The ruling also called into question the City Council's authority to define those terms, as it has done in numerous code amendments over the years, most recently in December of 2016. This charter amendment is necessary to level the playing field in the industry, ensuring that all hotel and short-term rental guests in Portland pay a uniform tax and that the city collects all the tax revenue it is entitled to under the charter. So I'll stop there and entertain any questions you may have.
Thomas, I have a couple. Do you recall offhand currently what percentage of short-term rentals are in compliance with our basic consumer safety rules?
Approximately 20% of the listings that we can see online are in compliance with our code.
And that could be solved very easily, as I understand it, if the folks who run these internet portals simply refuse to allow anyone to advertise that didn't establish that they had a valid business license.
That's correct.
And colleagues, we are aware of other legal challenges which have been brought in the past to various aspects of the sharing economy and to claims that that the companies involved don't actually provide the service that is advertised. They're just a broker. They're just, in essence, a glorified app. that argument has been used to seek to shield them from federal civil rights laws, local consumer laws, a whole host of things. I honestly wish we didn't spend so much time having to fight this from a defensive posture. I wish these companies were better corporate citizens, but we are required to take these actions. And the reason I strongly urge us to act on this today is that we cannot anticipate today or tomorrow where technology is taking us. And we should not be hamstrung in providing common sense extrapolation of our charter to cover new technology. This change would allow the council to interpret it broadly in the future to cover new and innovative ideas that come into the marketplace. It seems like a common sense and straightforward thing to do, and it's without prejudice to the view that we will continue to take in court that our charter currently actually does cover the underlying economic activity.
Also, any further council questions? Is there any public testimony on this item? Come on up. Can you do it in 2 minutes?
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. I'm Linda Gardner. I'm a lobbyist, and I represent Expedia. Expedia is an American travel company located in the Pacific Northwest. It owns and operates several online travel brands, including short-term platform vacation rental sites such as HomeAway and VRBO. Expedia urges you to vote no on the referral of the amendment to the transient lodging tax provisions of the Portland City Charter. Expedia believes that it is ill-advised. It has the appearance of being an attempt to expand taxing authority. This is a responsibility, as you know, reserved for the voters of Portland, and we're concerned that this measure could be seen as circumventing that right. And as you also know, you also have a great deal of authority under Article 1, Section 2 of the Charter and Section 13-201 to enact ordinances and also to administer the authority that's given you under the Charter. I want to also use this opportunity to let you know that Expedia feels that we can do much more working together cooperatively to achieve your goals of collecting more of the transient lodging taxes to which you are entitled if we have a productive dialogue about how we can develop processes and procedures that both meet your goals and fit with our business model. Expedia is committed to working cooperatively with the city, and we hope that the city is also willing to work cooperatively. We think we can accomplish much more that way. And I do have to say that I heard a lot of what you said, and I think that a lot of the differences in compliance are based upon different business models. And some people collect and some people don't collect the revenues. And that I'm not prepared to talk about your litigation or anything like that because I'm not even involved in it and actually have been fairly recently hired. Is that my dinger? Sorry. But I think that if we have an opportunity to talk with staff, and thank you, Mayor Wheeler, a couple of your staff members have most kindly agreed to meet with us next week. We look forward to it.
We don't view them as mutually exclusive. If there's a way to enter into a negotiated agreement where Expedia, or HomeAway or VRBO or any number of parties want to comply with the law, I think we should always be open to that. But regrettably, we're in court, and as you know, at least one of these lawsuits was not initiated by the city. But thank you for being here.
It's regrettable to us as well.
We appreciate it. Thank you for your testimony. Is there any other public testimony? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Ms. Gardner, for your patience in staying till the very end of the agenda. I appreciate that. And I agree with Commissioner Fish. The two things are not mutually exclusive. I think this does clarify more cleanly, and I'm happy to support it. Thank you, Mr. Lanham. Aye.
Fish?
I sincerely hope that we don't spend as much time in the future as we have in the past engaging our friends in the sharing economy in this way, Mayor. I'm all for technology and change, and there are members of my family that love using the sharing economy, and and the convenience that it offers. But let's be clear. This council has consistently said that we have an obligation to make sure the rules apply to everybody. We collect a modest tax, which is then used to provide basic services. If we don't collect the tax, it just shifts the burden to other parties or reduces the level of services we provide. And we have said that that the law should apply to everyone, and that we have established some basic consumer safety and protection rules to protect Portlanders and guests. And in my 8 years on the council, I have never witnessed anything quite like this. And again, I hope this is not a preview of where the new economy is taking us. And we know there's a lot of very smart people, particularly in Silicon Valley, coming up with innovative and creative ideas to capture the power of the internet and harness it going forward. But the bottom line is we're talking about collecting a modest tax on the lodging and making sure that community standards apply so that anyone who engages in this transaction knows that they have a safe unit. And by safe unit, because we've been accused of overregulating, let's be clear, we're talking about making sure there's a working smoke detector, that there's an inspection, and there's a basic egress and ingress that is required of any place of domicile. So these are not cutting edge issues. They're not unique issues. But what we have seen consistently from this industry is an unwillingness by some, not all, but by some, to flout community standards and to not be particularly good corporate citizens. And I regret that we have to take these actions. I regret that we're in court. I regret that Thomas Lanham spends as much time as he does having to send sharply worded letters. But we have an obligation. We have met our obligation. It is time for this industry to step up and meet its obligation. Aye.
Holtzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The resolution is adopted. Before we adjourn, I just want to clarify. So we're adding item 141 from the consent agenda to the beginning of
Correct.
The regular agenda.
And we'll have an amendment at that point.
Okay, great. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Oh, there it is.
So.